CNS is near the 17th of March. We're going to extend a hand to our orange brethren. With a black spot on them. No, you see, in the north of Ireland, we have a bunch of fellas called orange men. And they're fellas that sell oranges. Lemons? Now, this fella in our hometown, he was an orange man. And he was going with this girl. She was a Catholic. They're the bad fellas, and we're the good fellas. And they decided to get married, so they got married. And after we were married a little while, he decided he was going to become a Catholic. So he went to the priest, and he took instructions for a long time. He was baptized eventually. And he came home, but he couldn't get it through his head that he was a Catholic, and he didn't know what the hell to do about it. So he went to the priest and he said, "Now look, Father," he said, "I know I took all them instructions and you baptized me and everything, but I can't get through my head that I'm a Catholic. What'll I do about it?" So the priest says, "Well, see Norman Vincent Peale." No, he didn't say that. He said, the only thing I can tell you to do is keep repeating to yourself, "I'm a Catholic, I'm not a Protestant, I'm a Catholic, I'm not a Protestant, I'm a Catholic, I'm not a Protestant, I'm a Catholic, I'm not a Protestant." Eventually it'll penetrate your thick skull that you're a Catholic, you're not a Protestant. So away he went muttering to himself, "I'm a Catholic, I'm not a Protestant, I'm a Catholic, I'm not a Protestant, I'm a Catholic, I'm not a Protestant." Now, the following Friday, the priest happened to be going around and he decided to visit the newlyweds. And he went in and he got a whiff he shouldn't get in a good Catholic house on a Friday. And Mary was sitting knitting and he says to her, "Where's Sam, Mary?" He said, "He's in the kitchen, Father." So he walked into the kitchen and there was Sam and he had a huge big steak on the pan and he was scooping gravy over it and he said, "You're a trout, you're not a steak, you're a trout, you're not a steak, you're a trout." The song is called "You're a Trout, You're Not a Steak." No, it's called "The Old Orange Flute." A fish. In the county Tyrone, near the town of Dungannon, where Manny's eruption, myself had a hand in, Bob Williamson lived, however with thread, and all of us thought him a stout orange blade. On the 12th of July, as it yearly did come, Bob played with his flute to the sound of a drum. "You may talk of your harp, your piano, or lute, but there's none could compare with the old orange flute. But Bob the deceiver, he took us all in. He married a papist called Bridget McGinn, turned papish himself and forsook the old cause that gave us our freedom, religion and laws. Now the boys of the place made some comment upon it, and Bob had to fly to the province of Connaught. He fled with his wife and his fixings to boot, and along with the latter, his old orange flute. At the chapel on Sunday to atone for past deeds, said pathers and aves and counted his beads, till after some time at the priest's own desire, he went with the old flute to play in the choir. He went with the old flute to play for the mass, but the instrument shivered and sighed, oh alas. And try though he would, though it made a great noise, the flute would play only the Protestant boys. Bob jumped and he started and got in a flutter, and threw the old flute in the blessed holy water. He thought that this charm would bring some other sound. When he tried it again, it played Croppy's Lie Down. And for all he would whistle and finger and blow to play Papish music, he found it no go. Kick the Pope and boil water, it freely would sound, but one Papish squeaking, it couldn't be found. At the council of priests that was held the next day, they decided to banish the old flute away. They couldn't knock heresy out of its head, so they bought Bob a new one to play in its stead. Well, the old flute was doomed, and its fate was pathetic. 'Twas fastened and burned at the stake as heretic. As the flame soared around it, they heard a strange noise, as the old flute still whistled in the Protestant voice. Toodle-a-lee, toodle-a-lee, oh, it's 6 miles from Bangor to Donaghadee.